Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ronald Cisneros opens his account with Atlanta United.
It's a game day in the A.
And Carl and Randy are live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium for all the pregame hype.
Heck yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
We are live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is Carl Dukes, Randy McMichael, and our man, Jason Longshore.
Hey,
what's up?
Analyst for Atlanta United out here with us. We are literally, guys, right across from the Hawk, the Falcon. And we're at gate two, right at the entrance. So
how could you
us,
not tell her that's a Falcon or a Hawk? Well, I keep looking at it. Of course it's a Falcon because
it's
out here.
It's got the plaque underneath that says the Falcon.
Yes, Jason, I understand that. But if you take it away and you put Hulk right there, Hulk.
Yeah, you
would
not.
That'd be over there.
Going somewhere, Jason.
That'd be back there. The arena's over there.
Yeah. And Jason is right. It does have
it Falcon. It does say the Falcon.
But you're right. If it didn't, it could be a Hawk.
It could.
It wouldn't be an owl, though. It'd be a Hawk.
No, definitely not an owl. Maybe an angry eagle or something.
All right. Speaking of being angry, I know a lot of United fans, Jason, are angry, and it's no one's fault, but they're angry with what's happened to our club. You've got these injuries we're dealing with, and before we talk about the revolution and what to expect today, this is just kind of where we are. And you know, we're getting stuff from fans, and I know you do. How do we overcome this? What are they going to do? Is Darren or Carlos going to do something? And I think right now, aren't we kind of just in a wait-and-see mode as to how to deal with all of this?
Yeah, you just got to survive right now. I mean, you've lost – let's work through a normal starting lineup. You've lost for a while your forward. In the spine of the team, you've lost your forward. You've lost a central midfielder in Osvaldo Alonso, who was starting early because of Sosa's recovery from injury. Sosa is back, but Alonso was going to play a big role. You've lost Miles Robinson, starting
yes.
center back.
Yes.
You've lost Brad Gazan, starting goalkeeper. That's the spine of the team.
Correct.
It's gone right now. So you got a deal. And it's a long season, and we know how an MLS season flows. If you're a soccer fan, I think we sometimes get hung up on like what's going on in the Premier League right now, where it's the regular season, every game counts the same. Look, in a playoff format, we know, yes, they count the same for points, but you want to be hot at the end. So you got to get healthy. You got to get what you can right now, and you got to have people step up. And that's what we're starting to see slowly. Ronaldo Cisneros stepped up last week.
He was huge.
He
needs
man.
To continue to do it. Franco Ibarra and Mateus Osechu in that midfield, stepping up for Osvaldo Alonso. Got to get it at center back. I thought Alex DeJohn came on last week and played really well. You're asking a lot out of him right now with a lot of minutes because these guys played 120 on Wednesday in Nashville.
Were you concerned about that real quick,
yeah.
the minutes?
Yes.
There's nothing you can do, but, yeah, I mean, you have to be because – your two center backs, Alan Franco and Alex DeJohn, played 120 in that game.
Right.
It was hot. It was humid. That's going to take something out of you. And we've seen some of the teams that played 120 in midweek struggle this weekend because it's just you're tired. So you're going to have to maybe go to the bench earlier today, maybe have to rotate that lineup a little bit. It's really tough for Gonzalo Pineda right now because he's had no consistency in lineups because of the injuries. He hasn't been able to build chemistry in certain parts of the field. And it feels like every week somebody new gets hurt.
Where is the biggest part from what you're watching? Because I just watch it to watch it. But yeah. you know the tactics. Where are the missing parts? Where is it hurting the team the most? offensively or defensively?
Initially, it was offensively because you weren't able to get Moreno, Almada, Araujo on the field together and training together. Now you've started to get that, and look, you're seeing goals happen now because those guys, once they get some time together, figure out tendencies, smart players, talented players, they're going to make it work. But now you have to look at it defensively, and I think where you're looking at it is on these set-piece situations where, you know, it's not even at this point the direct set-piece that's the issue. It's the recycled one.
Right.
And that's where communication is a big deal because you're out of shape, you're defending a set-piece, you're not in your normal formation. But when the other team keeps the ball in the attacking zone, you've got to get reset or you've got to adjust. And that's where you're missing Brad Kazan's voice, you're missing Miles Robinson's voice, and you've got to have others take up that vocal communication leadership right now.
Just real quick, and we hadn't talked about it, but Miles, did he have surgery already?
He has had the surgery,
okay,
yeah.
So it's just now about recovery. Everybody's different, but what are we talking about?
Yeah, Jason? That's the thing. We don't know, and we probably won't know for a little bit. You look at some guys who take up to a year. You look at some guys like Cam Akers who 4.5 months.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
That's unreal.
You just don't know. Like, that surgery's changed so much over the years. It used to be where you were in a cast for a long period of time. Then you're dealing with muscle atrophy, and it takes so much longer. Now you're not in a cast very long, and it's just really down to his body and how quick he gets back.
I think we talked last week. I wanted to get your perspective on it. His future, as far as, you know, where he is at his age and all those different things and the possibility, because MLS is fine, he has a good time, but you know where everybody wants to go, Jay, to go play soccer. And
that's changing a little. It is, especially I think for defenders, because the money has changed so much. You know, in the past, you went to Europe for money and for the acclaim.
Right.
But if you're a starting center back in MLS, and Walker Zimmerman, you know, just got a big deal to be a center back in this league, he's getting paid nicely. So that part's changed.
Right.
If the right club came for Miles Robinson, absolutely, you got to take it. If you get a chance to go to one of the big boys in the world.
Right.
But now we just don't know. Until he gets back, we just really don't know. Now, the crazy good element of this is you've got three guys in that training ground who are all dealing with Achilles injuries, and one of them is Brad Kazan, and you guys know Brad. Brad is going to be on Miles about all the things that he needs to be on. When Miles gets down, because we all do in the situation, Brad's going to lift him up, and Brad's going to push him to get back as fast as he can and to get that career back on track. So in a crazy way, that's actually a good thing that it helps Miles.
I agree, because – and Randy, I don't know about your injury history, but going through injuries,
it's lonely.
Yeah,
it is a lonely not being around the team. I mean, hey, in the training room ain't the same as being in that locker room and all those different things. And Jake, to today's match, Revolution. I remember last year, I was like, damn, they that good? Now I'm saying to myself, damn, they that bad? I mean, what do you see from this squad? And I was talking to Carl because, I mean, they giving up, like, I thought I read 18 goals up and something like that. Do you see this as being a shootout today?
It could be, and they've been scoring goals lately right now. Carlos Hill is one of the best players in the league. You're talking about somebody who was at Aston Villa, Valencia, just one of the best players in this league. He can score for himself. He can create chances. Adam Buxa has scored in 4 straight games, all with his head. So you got to deal with the crosses. Again, you're losing a center back, so you're going to have somebody like Alex DeJohn, who is really good in the air. He's not Miles where he can jump out of the building, but he's aggressive. He's decisive. He won all the aerial duels last week. He's going to have to do that against one of the best forwards in the league this week.
Jason Longshore, our guest, guys. Carl Dukes, Randy McMichael. We're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as we get ready for Atlanta United, their match today against the Revolution. Revolution held on to a 3-3 draw, right, against Columbus Crew. So what's been their fundamental issue? What's been their problem?
They've had some injuries to deal with. Matt Turner missed a lot of the beginning of the season, and that's your best goalkeeper and a guy who, when you look back at last year, and Randy's, you know, right here, when you look at New England last year, you're like, are they this good? Well, when you have a goalkeeper who is making those results turn for you, sometimes you just get that out of a goalkeeper. They get on a hot streak. You're winning games. You're getting draws. Maybe you shouldn't be. Well, you lose that goalkeeper for a while, and you come back to the mean. So that's changed now. He's back. But they've missed some of that early on, and they had CONCACAF Champions League as well early. So you had a little bit of a distraction. They had an epic failure in Mexico where they blew a 3-goal lead going into that second leg. That affects you emotionally too. They've come around the corner on that, but they're still not firing on all cylinders. I think they've got to change their shape a little bit. They changed it last year, and they haven't won back-to-back games in MLS since last September.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
For a team that good.
Yes, exactly.
That set a record in points last year. They haven't won back-to-back since last September.
Jay, where's help coming? Because me and Carl, because, you know, the transfer window. Remember, actually, last week, they couldn't get a roster spot for Miles Robinson. Where do you think the help is coming?
Well, it's going to come in July. July 7 is when the window opens. Okay. So it can't come until that
point. Do you see them being active in that, though?
I think you have to be. But the problem is, and this is the nature of MLS rules, and honestly, I mean, it's any league with a salary cap, you don't get like-for-like help. So, you know, you lose somebody, that cap hit's still that cap hit.
Right.
So you don't have a bunch of cap space. So you're going to have to get creative. You know, maybe it's somebody on loan.
Can I ask you, what is that number? Do we know what the number is?
No, we don't. And that's the one thing about MLS that frustrates me to no end, because we have that conversation. You guys break it down so well when we talk about the Falcons. And they can go do X, Y, and Z because you know roughly how much money to work with.
Right.
Same with the Hawks. We don't have that, and we don't know. And that's an MLS thing.
But it is limited, though.
It is limited because this is a team that built a really strong roster. So you don't do that on the cheap. So you flexed a lot to build the roster you did. When you lose pieces, you don't have a lot of backup cap room. Now, you get a little bit of help, and they ended up trading Jake Mulroney, which got them a little more help. But what can they do? I think you have to get creative. I think you're looking for loans. I think you're looking for those relationships. And, look, Darren Eales has got those relationships. Carlos Bocanegra's got those relationships. They're going to have to go and get some help from some clubs and some people out there that they know. Now, is that going to be a top starter national team player? Probably not. You're not going to get that kind of help. But you got to get some help, either a veteran who needs a change of scenery or a young guy on the rise that you think can break out here because of the playing time they'd get.
What about our young guys?
Yeah.
Well, they're coming too. And Noah Cobb is one who is on a twos contract right now. He's going to be on the first team next year. But you might see him over the span of time where the schedule gets a little bit crowded, because he can play a couple of games on that second team deal. That's another thing that Frank DeBoer talked about it. I've been banging that drum for a long time. You need to have more flexibility to bring your academy kids up to play in these games. If they're not going to college and you're worried about college eligibility, that doesn't matter here. If they're not going and they're willing to give up the college eligibility, they should be able to play in these games. You develop that talent, you should be able to use it.
Cisneros is a guy that's on loan for us.
Right? He's on loan, and I think he'll be extended after what we've seen so far. He's been a really good fit. And one of the big things out of Nashville that I think is big today is the press. Now, you're still trying to build that chemistry, and you're going to have some turnovers from time to time. But go back and watch how many turnovers you forced Nashville into on Wednesday. You need to do that against the New England Revolution, because they're not as good building out of the back. Araujo, great in those moments. We know his motor, like going to get the ball back. Almada's very good in those moments. Moreno, Cisneros is excellent in those moments. And that's where he gets going, where, you know, sometimes to get going as an attacker, it's not getting that goal-scoring opportunity straight away. It's making a steal. It's making a tackle. It's forcing a turnover. And then you get a better opportunity on the other side.
Where are they going as far as, you know, trying to – because I'm with you on the – because I didn't know this whole college thing. Because if they do come and play with the big club, they can't go to school? Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, you got to sign them to a pro deal before they can play here. Even if you sign them to a twos deal, they have to be on a pro contract to play in MLS.
I got you. Because I'm still looking for my boy Jackson, man. That's my guy, man.
Jackson's on an MLS deal. Jackson's got to earn that time. And Cisneros
He's earning. Okay, so because we always mess with you about Jackson. So But you say he needs to play.
He does. And that's the tricky thing about where he is, because right now Cisneros is the guy with the first team, I think, and Dwyer is the backup. It doesn't do Conway any good to be on the bench not playing when he could play for the twos that same day. He needs to be playing games, but he's got to earn it on the training pitch in Marietta. That's where he's got to flip that script. And he also has to dominate in the USL.
Is he doing that?
He's not been bad. He's definitely improved in some of the areas of his game that I thought needed it.
Right.
But it's not translating to the goals that it needs to translate to right now. And Cisneros is scoring. He's the hot hand. He's going to play. Jackson's got to score goals with Atlanta United too.
How long does that loan usually last, Jay? Because you say he's on loan, they're going to extend
the Cisneros one.
Yes. How long does that usually last?
So it depends. They did a 6-month deal with him with the opportunity to extend for the rest of the year.
Okay.
I would assume they're going to extend that for the rest of the year, and then you make a decision at the end of the year. But you're going to know more of Joseph's situation by then too. So that plays into it, and that's the other tricky thing when you're talking about Miles. You're not looking for a long-term replacement at center back.
No, he's your guy.
Yeah, he's your guy.
Right.
But you got to get somebody in the short term. And that's not always easy to do.
Keys today, Jason, as we talk about the Revolution, what's it going to take for us to get some points here?
I think the press is key. I think the press and disrupting the Revolution is very key. I think preventing service to Carlos Heel is very important. Don't let him get on the ball. That's always been the approach that I like against playmakers is you're not going to prevent them from being good, but don't let them get on the ball.
Right.
That's you shut that service down, and you got to fight. I mean, honestly, when you're talking about a team that leads the league in crosses, leads the league in headed shots, you've got Buxo so good in the air, you've got to win those fights, those 1v1 fights in the defensive third. They got to win that. Franco and DeJohn, if that's the starting duo, if Campbell gets more time, they've got to be big and they've got to be aggressive in this one.
Make sure you listen, guys, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore, along with our man Mike Conti. Have a great call. Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate you, Jay.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Absolutely. Follow him on Twitter as well, Longshoe. We're coming back. All right, Desmond Ridder had a lot to say as rookie minicamp got underway. Carl Dukes, Randy McMichael live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
3, 2, 1.
Carl and Randy are live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium for all the pre-match hype for our Atlanta United.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Stadium. Big shout out to Jason Longshore, man. I feel like I always get smarter when I talk to him.
Always.
You know?
Always.
With soccer and just the educational part of it, there's so much that's going on with our club. They take on the Revolution today. He said kick is about
155. That's what I just saw Mike Conti's tweet. He said that actual kickoff time is at 155, and that's because their ESPN had picked it up.
Okay.
And longer pre-games and all that other stuff. So,
all right, so just so you know, and the game was picked up by ESPN, so if you're not able to make it down today, you can listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well. I want to get into some of this Desmond Ridder stuff because we don't know what the quarterback situation is going to look like. Randy was describing his experience as a, you know, an NFL, former NFL player, rookie years, and how things have changed. But one of the things Ridder was talking about, and Dylan, I want to hear this because he was talking about, Randy said, you got to be the first guy in, the first guy out. And he was talking about this, and when you were saying it, I'm looking at this and I'm going, is this guy reading your mind? Because apparently whoever has talked to Desmond Ridder has told him what he needs to do to make the best impression. So he was saying, you know, one of his goals is to be first guy in the building.
You know, I'll try to be the first one in the building. I think Vrabel beat me in here today. But, you know, just getting up, shower and brush my teeth, get in here, eat some breakfast, get treatment, and get my arm right. And then get in the film room with Coach London, our other quarterback too. And so, you know, just being able to improve every single day. You talk about leadership, talk about, you know, learning the offense and really mastering the offense. And that's what it takes is to be the first one in every single day.
Yeah, he's absolutely correct. I was telling you in the break, Carl, that every team I played with, the first parking space in the player lot, the quarterback was always there. So you knew if you saw the Mercedes, if Jake Fielder was going to be right there. When you saw the pickup truck or the Maserati, Phillip was right there. Right? you saw the Mercedes, it was Mark Bolger was right there. Or Gus Frost. Whatever that first spot is in the player parking lot, that's where the quarterback would always park. And the next to him would be the backup quarterback. Those are the first guys in there. The center after that, then everybody piles in on that. But the starting quarterback, backup quarterback, center, always in the first three spots. Always.
By the way, I thought Mark Bolger was underrated.
Oh, yeah. Bolger can play. The thing with Bolger was this. Because when Big O and Orlando Pace went down, we just didn't have no answer. And he got – I'm talking about
– No protection.
No protection. And I love him. Bolger, one of the best people you ever meet in your life. But, yeah, he just couldn't – because he ain't a big dude. And to take them hits like he took over and over, just like, yeah. Bo's like, man, play.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, man.
Well, our engineer was asking, what car were you driving? He was wanting to know. He's being all nosy as you were naming the quarterback's vehicles.
One with wheels? one with wheels?
There you go. See? Eric was trying to be nosy. Hey, let's hear Desmond Ridder, though, talk about, you know, competing with Marcus Mariota. I do think this is a competition, but let's be honest. Mariota, as Coach told us in studio, he's been a starter. He's won in this league. He automatically has an advantage.
Yes.
I don't know if that means, you know, that he wins his job, but he has an advantage. Just like a rookie coming in and competing with you at tight end, you got an advantage. But Desmond Ridder did talk about it.
I think that's the biggest thing. Coming out here, you know, Marcus is a guy that's played a lot of games in the NFL, had obviously a tremendous college career. So, you know, you have to give respect where respect is due. And that's one guy that, you know, that I have to. So just being able to come out here and learn, but just know at the end of the day, and he knows too, that, I mean, it's obviously a competition or else we wouldn't be here. And so, you know, at the end of the day too, it's not up to us who makes that decision. It's up to the coaches. So if we go out here and we both put our best foot forwards and we leave it out of our hands and we leave it out of our hands, but at the end of the day, we're working not only to better ourselves, but to better each other in everything that we do.
You know what, Carl, what's so funny about that situation is how they're both so similar.
They are.
They're so similar. And you, very rarely do you have that when you draft a quarterback with a guy in your roster that they're similar type quarterbacks. But you look at them, the build, how they built, the way they – all different types of things. They're so similar in that process. My biggest thing with this is this. Marcus Mariota, I think his health will take him out before his play. If you get hurt being a specialty guy – And miss weeks, miss a month, a ball. I just don't have no faith in you. And I know we know Arthur Smith's familiar with Marcus Mariota from the state of Tennessee and all that. Yeah, he benched him and all that other good stuff. That was more Vrabel than anything benching him. But at the same time, I just don't – like, let me ask you this. Do you think that Desmond Ridder could force the Falcons not to draft a quarterback in next year's draft?
Ooh.
And – playing like a rookie. Ooh. Not playing well.
No.
Because you're going to have ups and down moments.
No. You have to play special.
Yeah.
He's going to have to be special to the point where we get through game 13, week 13, and we go, we are right there.
Right.
If he plays average or below average and has the normal ups and downs of a rookie quarterback, you got to look at drafting another guy next year. You just do. Now, this is what's going to be interesting, and this is the hardest part, Randy, as we talk about the Falcons rookie minicamp going on, guys. How much playing time does he get for you to truly evaluate
him? And that's the biggest thing right there, is that process of him getting in games. Now, the one thing, and Dave Archer, he says this all the time, he's 100% absolutely correct. Practice plays a big part in it also. But that's the part we don't see. We don't see it. All we see is what he does in this building right here, which counts for a whole lot. Don't get me wrong. But when you don't see that part as far as, okay, well, you're in a position where, say, you're in start December and you're way out of the playoffs. Because you gotta let us see him.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, you got to let us see him. To determine that.
Yes.
And that's the biggest thing, because we don't get to go to practice. We don't get to see all those different things that you see as an evaluator of his talent. We need to see him, because if we don't see him and you come around and we're in the Falcons are top three-ish pick and all those quarterbacks in there, you don't take him, it's going to be like, well, what the hell? We didn't get to see him. So he's that good. So because that's what you're going to tell Falcon fans if you don't see him at all this year.
Woo.
And you get that top five pick. And you don't get one of them quarterbacks, you're telling them that that's your guy.
That's hard to sort. I mean, like that's hard to even imagine, to not have a real barometer on him,
right,
and then say he's good enough that we've seen enough of him in practice that we're not going to go that route.
Because that's what they're going to base it off of. You know what I'm saying? We've seen him in practice and you haven't. Okay. All right. Well, y'all tell us that he that guy then. Right, and you go ahead and roll with it. But no, he has the pedigrees. Like I said, phenomenal leader, led that program, and played in a lot of big games.
He did.
Played a lot of big games. He played Georgia. He's played Alabama. He did one. He did something that I never thought was going to happen: a non-power five school getting into the playoffs. Rightfully so, deserved it. Played okay in that game. Played pretty good against Georgia. So I mean. And you saw most of those guys on that Georgia defense where they went in this year in the NFL draft. He played pretty good against those dudes. So, I mean, he's going to have opportunity. I just think he's going to start sooner than later because I don't trust Marcus's health.
That's a great point. Randy McMichael, Carl Dukes with you here live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Can I hear Desmond Ridder talk about this shoulder, this chip on his shoulder, Randy? I love hearing this, but I always wonder, like, do you have the number in which you were picked in the draft to think about it every day? Oh, I should have been picked higher. Everybody thinks they should have been picked higher.
Hell yeah.
The only guy that doesn't think he should have been picked higher is Trayvon Walker,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Because he goes number one overall. He was taken 74th in this draft, and he felt like it was a disservice.
Yes and no. At the end of the day, I was the second quarterback taken off the board. I obviously wanted to be the first one, but kind of saw how this draft went. Saw that, you know, everyone was slipping and, you know, a lot of wide receivers taking whatever it may have been. I'm just blessed to have this opportunity to be out here, play this game I love in a beautiful city, a beautiful place, beautiful facility. Yes, I am going to take it and use it as a chip. But no, that's not, you know, something that I think about every single day.
The old chip. And I'm not going, because I said it too when I got drafted in the fourth round and all that. So, I understand that. But I do understand.
Wait, you said it too?
Yes, I said it. My first interview with the Miami Press. Yeah, I got the chip on my shoulder. I should have been in it. Fine. That's all well and dandy. I didn't play well because I was drafted in the fourth round and proved nobody well. I played well because I was good. And I was able to learn and grow in the NFL game. It wasn't about because everybody doubted me. That's a great story that people like to prove. But I always say this. What about the umpteenth hundred thousand guys that had the chip on their shoulder and didn't prove it? So you just went good, homie. And it happens, and it's okay just not to be good. But, I mean, the chip, fine. That's cool. If Desmond Ridder comes out and balls, it's because he was great. He's a good player, not because of the third-round pick.
I agree.
Yeah.
And that's why –
the chip, man.
And that's why the round in which you're taking, to me, has no bearing.
No.
When you get to the facility,
it do on the cash.
Well, that's true. I mean, you're talking about a big dip. Yeah. But when you get to the facility, everybody's the same.
Yeah.
Except for what you're driving, but everybody's
that's
the same.
It. That's it. Like you got it. Like some people, you know. I mean, it's levels to it. This is call it what it is.
It is.
But sometimes in this process, and I've seen it more and more now in today's athlete, you jump that process of it. Of it's levels to it. All right. You come in with the big boy now. It used to be you waited, you earned it, all those different things. You bought mama a house if you could, but it usually came the second contract house. You know what I'm saying? You like you get mama a nice rental or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you get the money, you get the bag. Then I get mama go shopping. Go get you whatever you want. Now it's jumping right into the process. And you feel bad for these kids because you're like, everybody want to buy mama a house. But your mama don't need no house on no rookie contract. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just not a smart play.
It's not a smart. It's not smart.
Yeah.
It's not smart. It's not smart to own a $300,000 whip, but yet you're renting an
apartment.
You know what I mean? Like, there's levels to it. They don't go by the levels no more, cars. You're just like, so you're going to park that in the parking deck, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to park that in the parking deck, huh?
I was driving the other day. It's just a random story about what you're talking about. And I saw I came to a stoplight, and I looked over, and it was like a condo or whatever. And I don't know if it was the person who lived there or not, but I look over and, you know, a Bentley looks different.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It just looks different.
Yes.
And I looked over and I was like, man, that's a nice Bentley.
Right.
And I'm like, in that condo, huh?
Yeah. He might be visiting.
But I was like, the Bentley costs more than that. Doesn't make sense to me.
Like I said, the level, it's just a different level
and
thing.
And I don't know
now,
if it was a professional athlete. The point was, to your point about figuring it out.
Yeah. I mean, because that's the thing about it is a lot of these young men, they're in this position where they are blessed and all these things, getting drafted and everything like that. It's so much responsibility that comes with that. And it's a responsibility that if you don't have the right people around you, it could go haywire. You can't please everybody. You can't buy everything. I was like that. Ooh, I'm holding it. It's levels to it. Because one thing about it is all that hoopla and fun, it cannot interfere with that game. Because once you get sidetracked from that part of the process, you'll definitely be selling that car. You'll definitely be selling that house because you can't pay for it anymore because your ass didn't take advantage of it. You want to be more of a, I call it waiting for the gram. Everybody, I got to get to the gram, baby. I know they said I might go undrafted, but I got to get to the gram. So I'm going pro. That chip on your shoulder because your ass was, you know.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
It's a great point. Randy McMichael, Carl Dukes with you. More on the Falcons, guys, as we move along, because minicamp is a big deal, and we want to hear from these new faces, these new rookies. Coming up, though, we got Braves playing as we speak. Matter of fact, Randy just told me we are up 1-0.
Yes.
Bottom of the fourth inning?
Yes, and it seemed like it was a crazy play because it looks like Adam Duvall roped one, and they couldn't feel the ball, so Dansby came around and scored on that. And then it looks like Kyle Wright is doing his thing today. So far, so good, Carl. A lot of people are very upset about this Peacock situation as far as trying to view the game. Your partner, Mike Bell, included. And it seems like everybody, because it is a free app, but at the same time, you got to get the premium package to watch the sports, the live sports.
You got you.
So these are those times that we always use on our show, an example, called CCV.
Yeah.
Because if anybody don't know a bootleg streaming site to watch any sporting event in the world, it's Craig. Craig knows them all. He sent me a couple of them.
I told him I was paying for all these services. He looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, what's the problem? He's like, you don't need to do all that. I'm like, Craig, I'm trying to be legal here.
Yeah, man.
I don't want anybody showing up at my house talking about I'm stealing services.
Hey, man, hey, if you can deal with a little bit of buffering. If you can deal with a little bit of buffering. Hey, ain't nothing like that. Ain't nothing like the websites that Craig be that he'll send over every now and then. I need to watch the fight. Mid pause, you know, and they come back and raise his hand. It'll take that long to buffer. But if you get through the buffering part, hey, Craig got the hookup.
Craig Valentino, he's our one of our old employees, producers here. Great guy, but that's who we're talking about. All right, we're coming back, guys. We're live in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We will talk more about today's match. Jason says he gave us a few keys to what to look for with today's lineup against the Revolution. And also, we'll get you updated on the Braves, what's going on there. NBA playoffs, a lot more to get to here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rock on, brother.
Our Atlanta United play here. And Carl and Randy are live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for all the pre-match hype.
All amazing, everything.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Michael here, live at Mercedes-Benz.
Come on,
we're visiting with our people. There are people out here, man, that enjoy, you know, the
shows. Man, these my people, man. My main man, JY, and his lovely wife, Candy, man. These my folks right here, man. So I was just saying what's up to them. I ain't seen them in a while because – I told y'all, I don't come below Spaghetti Junction unless I got to work.
I've heard.
They live over there where we used to live at, so, you know, the commute. It's just one of them things, the way my gas pump work, it's round trip from Colony Square to home.
Gotcha.
That's it.
I understand. Well, you know what? I like her Jordans. Those are sweet. I see what you're working with over there.
They fly. They humble as they come. Yeah. They fly now. They real bougie with it.
I went to JY, you
ever been down to New Orleans? You go to get to the what's the place? Drago's, where they have the oysters.
Oysters.
What's it called? The charbroil.
Charbroil.
Oh yeah, that's what he be making at his house.
Right? Oh, you do that?
Yeah, he do that. I was at the house when he did it.
Oh.
Yeah. I was at the house when he did it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was at the house. Go there, JY. Got the oysters on the grill. Charbroil. Yeah.
He got skills.
They bougie.
I see. Well, I expect the invite for the next one.
Yeah,
all right?
Bougie.
All
right. Yeah, that's bougie.
Well, yeah, we're visiting with our people, and it's good to meet so many folks out here. Again, we're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A lot of people making their way into the stadium, getting ready for the match, which is not going to start, by the way, a little bit later. Randy, you said, 1:55?
I think that's when Mike tweeted out that the actual kick time is 1:55. Him and Jason will be coming up after us. But it definitely is because the ESPN, Mike's, I think he said it's a 1:55 kick.
All right, guys. You can always text us, 404-741-0929. You can tweet at us as well. Randy Mack, hit him up on the Twitter.
As we're talking, your boy, yeah. Dansby, 2-1 home run. Braves up 3-1.
He's heating up.
Hey, he needed to because he was looking like crap. He had two strikes. I mean, what do you do with them, Carl?
With Dansby?
Yeah. Just did the arbitration or he's going – no, that was Austin did the arbitration.
It was Austin Riley.
He's coming up.
It's contract year.
What do you think?
I've always said that Dansby needed to be a gold glove guy in the field. If he hit 260, I could live with that. He's not a run producer. Last year, I think, was an aberration. He had a great year, obviously, and on the way to the World Series. But I also think that, you know, when you look at the Braves and you go, what is his effectiveness as far as a defensive infielder? He's a gold glove guy. If he does that, I think you got to seriously consider keeping him. He's not going to cost you what Acuna or Albies or some of these other guys cost you. It's not going to be a $150 million deal. I think he's going to be reasonable and affordable. I think the Braves should look at it. But we know this. Alex has these plans, man, and that's the thing. I mean, I'm not saying that they're looking to move on from him, but as the season gets through and they'll start to evaluate, I need to see what the free agent market looks like. That also plays a role. But I also think Dansby wants to be here. He's playing in his hometown. He would love to do what Freddie thought he was going to do, which was be a Brave for life.
Right.
We'll see if it plays out that way. But I would personally, I would keep it.
I was asked that question because you, like I said, when I have deep baseball questions, I come to you all the time about it. This arbitration, I can never get the hang of it because of the personalness that it seems, Carl. Because Austin Riley was asking for an extra, maybe $1 million?
Yeah.
Maybe that.
Yeah.
You can't give him that?
Yeah, well, it's not up to the Braves. It's up to an arbitrator.
That's what
to
I'm
make
saying.
That
but I'm saying the Braves can't go. Okay, we'll get to them.
Well, here's the deal. The arbitration years are always weird because players, if you're outperforming, your contract like Austin Riley did last year, for example. You come and you're arbitration eligible. That has to do with years of service. You come in and you say, hey, look at all these other third basemen and what they did. I should be making this. And the deal with arbitration is these arbitration hearings, and I used to have a friend who did this stuff, longtime baseball guy. His name was Tao. And he used to explain to me, like, you go into these arbitration hearings, it's one or the other. There is no splitting the baby.
Right.
So Austin Riley's like, I want another $1.5 million, and the arbitrator is either going to give it to him or he's not. And when the decision is made, that's what your salary is. It's set for the season. What you want to happen is the Braves to go to Austin Riley and go, look, you're going to be a long-term third baseman. We're going to go ahead and wrap you up like they did with Acuña and Albies.
Right, right.
But the problem is you're taking those arbitration years away where he could have a significant raise based on his performance. So you're trying to cut down on that money. And that's what the Braves did with Acuña. They were like, he's too good. We're going to pay him $100 million now so we don't have to pay him $300 million 3 years from now when everybody's going, oh, my God. That's why he took the deal. And everybody goes, oh, they got him cheap. Think about you being 18, 19, 20 years old.
From where he's from.
Being in the majors, and somebody says, we're going to give you $110 or $120 million over the next 7 years. You're an idiot if you don't take it. The good news for Acuña is he's going to be, in a position where he could probably still get $180, $200 million when he re-ups. But that's the deal, man. I like Dansby. I just think that's going to be a decision they'll have to make after the season. But it's good to know he's finally hit because he was struggling.
Rough.
He was struggling, no doubt. 404-741-0929, as I said, and find us on Twitter. Put them up. See Dukes, Randy Max there as well. And follow the radio station, guys, 929 The Game. All right, before we get out of here, because we got about 10 minutes left before we wrap things up. Jason Longshore said one of the keys today, he talked about the spine of the team
right.
being missing. Crosses, he talked about set pieces.
And they're horrible at defending them, Carl.
So it's something to just watch for today. If we don't defend it well and they're able to score, they got one of the best scorers in the league, it's going to be a difficult day. And by the way, I don't want to lose this match simply because they're not any good.
They're not.
We're in trouble because of injuries, but this is not a good club.
No, they're not. They're not good at all. And saying they're not good at all and they come in here and score four goals and you both look crazy as hell.
Right.
But I look at it from the standpoint where they got to score the goals. But the defensive part about it is what's worrying me, and to everything you said, the set pieces, the corners, the free kicks, all those different things where, hell, since they've been in Atlanta, they've had issues with. And now you're without some of your best guys back there in the back end, so obviously they got to score some goals. I would say his name, Cisnero. We know that he's the starting striker right now. Can he get it done? But that corner four, though, when you talk about Moreno, Amada, and what's his name? Aruju.
Yeah.
Those are the dudes to me.
Yes.
Those are the guys that, when I'm hearing about these guys, the way Jason described them, Joe Patrick, the way Darren, these are supposed to be the dudes. Now, our dude ain't here, which is Joseph Martinez.
True.
He ain't here. But from what everybody's telling me, from what I hear, these three dudes got to be the dudes. Sosa's coming back. I know. I think he was on with you talking about Lennon and him needing to step up. So, I mean, this is a situation where we talk 155, everybody who starts the game and plays in the game, they have got to figure out a way to come out healthy. Now, you made a great point and asked a great question. The fatigue factor.
Yeah.
The mid-match. And it wasn't just, that was 120 from a lot of these guys. How long do they go and how much stamina will they have? Because, the depth isn't there for them. But the quality depth, I should say, is not there like it used to be for United when guys were subbed out.
It's a great question. And to see how Gonzalo Pineda plays that today, because that match in Nashville, they were trying to win. You were not bringing guys in and out. You were trying to win that match as best as possible. So you left some of your guys in maybe a little bit longer than you wanted to. Hopefully that doesn't play a role today in today's match, but we will see. Hey, we got a few more minutes, Randy. I do want to get your thoughts on these NBA Game 7s when we come back next week. Tomorrow, by the way, we're back at it. Is Andy back
Yes,
tomorrow?
Andy's back tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. So they should be coming back. They were down in St. Augustine, so he's coming back. Well, we'll be back in a full effect on Monday. I think the Bucks get it done.
You think the Bucks?
I think the Bucks get it done.
Playoff experience.
Playoff experience. I think Giannis is going to be Superman like he's been so far, and I think Drew Holiday and Big Eye Portis, Big Bobby. I think Bobby comes out crazy. Crazy eyes. Bobby drops eight threes tonight, Carl.
It's possible. Listen, if that does happen, I'm going to tell you right now, Miami's going to the NBA Finals. If that happens,
okay,
Miami's going to NBA Finals. But we're not there yet. We're talking about today. And if Giannis has that kind of game, I think you gotta just tip your cap and give him mad respect, man. The guy's been an MVP. He's already an NBA champion now, and you're telling me without one of the best players on his team and Chris Middleton, he's gonna carry the load today on the road in a game.
Who do you believe in more that can carry the load? Even though he doesn't have to go along trying Jason Tatum, would you could take Giannis? Because we've seen Giannis do it. We saw Giannis what he did in the playoffs.
Right.
You saw when he messed up his knee and, like, oh, God, he can't come back. And he comes back and does all those things. To me, I know he's not the MVP. I think Giannis is the best player in basketball. I do. I just see him in this moment. The biggest thing with him is that he got to stay out of foul trouble. That was the issue in the last. Yeah. He was still dominant, but getting those fouls and everything, that would be the biggest thing for him.
You're right. I do trust him more because I've seen him in these big moments. Tatum, today's the day. If you are going to be next level, elite, and talk about the stars of the NBA, he's got to do it today.
Yes.
So I'm not saying he has to outplay Giannis, to your point. It's not one-on-one and mano-a-mano, but he's got to live up to that level of giving me 40 or whatever it's going to take to win. Win at home. I don't care if it's 1 point, 2 points, whatever it is. We can talk about Jason Tatum then being maybe a top three or four player in this league.
Yes.
Right now, if I were to ask you, and this is what's crazy, who are the top five guys in the NBA right now? It still starts with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No doubt.
No doubt about it.
Now, I think if we Jason Tatum's a top 10 player.
Yes, he is.
He's a top 10 player. That's a bad, bad boy. And as we were talking earlier in this last game, Chris Paul got to play better. He has not played well lately, turned the ball. This is uncharacteristically not looking like Chris Paul. And we know that so far it's been a home team type dominated series and everything like that. Devin Booker is the key. How big can he – shooting the ball and defending. And Luka, I mean, you made the great point about Luka. Luka controls the basketball game. Luka is that talented that Luka can win this game with, I don't want to say minimum, Carl, but not a lot of help because he can go and get you 50 tonight because he's just that talented of a player.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. Two game sevens in the NBA. We got two game sevens in the NHL as well.
That is. That's right. The Dallas Stars are playing a game seven Calgary, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Listen, on a Sunday with game sevens all across the board, it's going to be a lot of fun. Let me say thanks, obviously, to Eric, our on-site engineer. Randy, you know me, man. It's always great to hang out with you.
No doubt about it, my man.
Always great to hang out. Tomorrow, guys, make sure you wake up. You're listening to John Freaky Hugh Douglas. Tune in to my man, Randy McMichael, and Andy Bunker. Andy and Randy leading into us, Dukes and Bell, starting at 2 o'clock. We will talk about this match today. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll wrap up some things with the Falcons minicamp. I think a couple more guys are going to join us tomorrow. At some point, some rookies are supposed to join us again tomorrow. So we got a lot of stuff going on. And also a big shout-out to Dylan back at the
station.
No
doubt about it, man. My man D always does a great job. Carl, you know, it's always fun. Don't always is being like, I got a chance to hang out with you and everything. So that made it even better, man. So I appreciate you, my boy.
Absolutely, dude.
Thank you, Eric.
All right. Hey, and make sure you stay tuned, guys. Mike Conte, Jason Longshore coming up. We're live here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.